Blog Talk Radio.
Convention to the Redemption by Stephen L. Bobo.
What's up, everybody? Stephen Bubble here, Bozilla, if you will. On another day on my Blog Talk Radio page, I just want to come in and say thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I want to say thank you, everybody, for making me starting to grow. I do appreciate that. Not you guys can listen to anybody else, but you guys want to tune in and listen to Bozilla today. Appreciate that. I also want to say thank you. I hope everybody had a beautiful Thanksgiving, enjoyed their families. I hope the ones that are behind the walls, you still got a chance to say something to them, accept a phone call, or even try to go see them, or drop off a letter to them, say happy Thanksgiving, because I tell you right now, that's one dark moment. It's when you're behind the walls, and it's the holidays. You know, you're sitting back thinking about you miss your mother, or miss your girl, or miss your wife, miss your kids. It's a hard thing to deal with. I know, like I said, I did it for 22 months, which is not really a long time for a lot of guys who've been in there. The next guest I'm going to have on my phone, on my show here pretty soon, should be coming in at any time. He's the one you've heard me the last few days. Few times I've done this show, he's been the one talking. He's been in there a long time. That's a gentleman right there needs to be let go, because the more things you hear, it's more things that were the wrong conviction. But, you know, like I said, you can't keep a good man down. God got this brother, so that's all we got to keep looking at. So, once again, before he comes on, we'll keep on talking. Thing that people need to understand is when you're behind them walls, there is nothing that you can do to make you feel like a better man or woman. Like I said, when I was in there, I thought about, my God, what have I done in my life? What am I doing to my family? What am I doing to my mother? What am I doing to my wife at the time? What am I doing to my children, my daughter? These are things that we think of being inside the walls. I know that I have. Let me tell you one thing that I know I've said, I say it like this. I have been, as you say, God fixed me to understand that. I know I should be a CO, you guys also know, that I've said before as being a correctional officer that, hey, on Christmas Day, I had to go into work, and I told the guys inside the bar, I said, well, no, one, you know, you guys keep acting up. At least I can say this. At least I get to go home. And this is Christmas, and they're inside the walls, but I told them, at least I get to go home. That wasn't cool. You know, and I think back to that now. That wasn't even right. You know, for me to say some bull crap like that to them guys that's inside the walls, that's not their fault. Well, some of it, you know, could be, but you want to let it go like that. Because just because they made mistakes, who am I to crucify them? I'm nobody special. And I used to tell myself that. You know, you're only
this
two steps away
from
going.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up? Welcome in.
Hey, how you doing, Paul? You all right?
Yes, sir, I'm doing great. I was waiting for you to come in. I was just talking until you came on. But like I said, but you go ahead and take it over, man. Go ahead and tell me what's going on with you right now. What have you heard? What's going on? Anything new?
First I want to say, man, I just heard what you were saying about some statements that you made, and I respect you, man, for acknowledging that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I've heard that before, you know, from officers, and you know what I'm saying, and it was kind of hurtful, and I respect the fact that you acknowledge that, man. I appreciate that, man.
And let me say this on behalf of myself. Back then, I apologize for the ignorance that I showed, because that wasn't right, you know. And now look, then here I am sitting down, there I am sitting behind the walls too, saying the same thing. What are my wife doing? What are my children doing? I have to talk to them on the phone. So yeah, that's wrong. I was wrong. I was wrong with the left shoes. Go ahead, my friend. Go ahead. You got the floor.
Yeah, I also know that, you know, being in this environment, you know, dealing with all these different personalities, man, and there's a lot of guys in here that's hard to deal with. You know what I'm saying? You get frustrated and you say stuff out of emotion, and you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I understand. I mean, that's a hard position to be in. So, you know, I understand. I definitely understand, but as far as my situation go, the federal court, the attorney general came back and they asked for a time extension in my case, and they said the reason for their time extension was because they made a request to the Hamilton County to release the transcripts and the records to my case, and they didn't release them to them. And so they want another 60 days to try to pry my transcripts and records out to my case from them. And they filed that motion in the federal court, and today I just got a letter from the judge where they gave them a 60-day extension to January the 27th. So I also found out that they can keep asking for extensions over and over, you know. But I can't rebut the extension, so I'm in the process of doing that, preparing myself for January the 27th right now to rebut that, because I'm on an actual innocence claim. So every day, every extra day that they give them to try to get these records from the prosecutor in Hamilton County, every day that they give them is a day that an innocent man is sitting in prison. You know, so I don't think that's right. You know, I have a actual innocence claim in, and I've proved it. You know, I'm hoping that me rebutting it on the 27th of January, you know, will make a difference.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Make you have to wait some more. You know, you've been waiting. Don't they think that you waited enough time? But I'll tell you what you can do, man. For the people tuning in, and for the people who don't know what just happened, what you said is what they're trying to do now, could you let them at least know what that consists of what you're, you know, what's going to happen?
Well, what you said, I couldn't understand what you said now. What?
Explain to the people who are listening. What does that consist of? Or what they just trying to rebuttal? What are they trying to rebuttal with you've done? So they know what's going on. So they're up on speed for what's happening.
Oh, well, you mean like what I found and what they trying to rebut?
Yes, what they're trying to rebut. Is trying to go against you. What are they trying to go against you on?
What? Well, I filed a federal habeas in the federal court in Cincinnati, and it's a petition on the actual innocence claim, and it's also for incorrect my sentence being void. It's an invalid sentence because they gave me a life sentence, and license is not a legal sentence in the state of Ohio. And when I tried to fight it in the trial court passed it to the first appellate court. When I got to the first appellate court, the first appellate court said that my life imprisonment meant life without the possibility of parole. But I went to the parole board in 2015. So basically their judgment is saying that I can't go. I went to the parole board, and now all of a sudden I can't go to the parole board anymore. So you have to.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
The federal court, you have to make filings in the federal court within a year after your conviction, unless something extraordinary happens, like you're given a worse than before sentence, in which they did. They gave me a worse than before sentence because they also gave an order to the ODRC to hold me until I was dead. And so I used that as a factual predicate to get into the federal court because it's a worse than before sentence. And so federal court accepted me. The federal court accepted me in, and they gave an order for them to respond within 60 days, and the 60 days just ran out. Now I'm dealing with all that stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
But actual innocence claim is an extraordinary remedy because I was actually acquitted of the charges that I'm sitting in prison on. And so, but when you make an allegation like that, you know, you got to have to prove that because they'll throw you right out of court, you know, on an actual innocent claim, and you don't have the evidence to prove that. They'll throw you right out of court, but they haven't thrown me out of court, you know. So so they've given them an opportunity to try to rebut what I'm what I have in court.
Okay. So I'll tell you what I've been doing on your behalf too, man. I've been on Twitter. I've been on talking on Kanye West. I sent his some stuff to him. I sent some stuff to Jay-Z, even though just their people probably. And also Killer Mike, remember the rapper Killer Mike? I sent some stuff to him too, talking about your case and stuff like that, stuff that's going on with you. So if they could please get in contact with me or get in contact with Steve and my organization to let them know what was going on. Basically, just put your name out there, put your name in their mouth so they can hear what you're going on with you, because I see all these other guys getting out and stuff like that, which is fine. Okay, I'm glad they are. But, you know, there's more people behind the walls that need help, and you're one of them. You know, I know Ohio. Ohio, baby, like I've already said, you come on vacation, you get no probation. So Ohio is something else. I don't believe in the public defender here. I don't deal with him. You know, and a lot of people understand, we put these people in elections. So when you know that they're doing something wrong for somebody, why would you go out and vote for that person? You know, and that's just wrong because these people haven't done, the guys are behind these walls haven't done what they said they've done, or they've done enough time. Let them out. Let them go. Especially in your case, it's just now it's just complete baloney. Now it's over punching. So then you want to talk about, the prison's so crowded. So you start to let people go that don't need to be there. That's what they need to do. But like I said, I reached out to a lot of entertainers. I even reached out to some athletes that used to run around with me that I know, some of the pro athletes I do know, and I put some names out there, put your name in their mouth so they know what's going on. Because, you know, sometimes you got to have that celebrity status to hear certain things. You know, I look at, like Kardashians. Even though I don't care for half the stuff that they do, but they're helping people that need to be helped, I'm all for them. And that's all I'm saying. I'm all for people who can help you. You know, like, because it's just ridiculous, man. Because I think about that every. I thought about Thanksgiving. Me and my girl on Thanksgiving prayed for you because we said, you know what? Just think about it. I know what he's eating on Thanksgiving. I know what it's like. You don't get no chow after lunch. You get a sack lunch after lunch.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility, and may be recorded and monitored.
You know, and then you It's scandalous, man, because, you know, you don't deserve the stuff that you're going through. You know, Now, I'm not saying prison is supposed to be, you know, the best things in life, but good Lord, come on now. You overpopulating the prison system with people that need to be home.
Right. Well, you know what? Excuse me, I don't mean to cut you off. I appreciate everything you're doing. I heard that you was involved with that school to prison pipeline.
Oh yes, sir. That's my baby right there. Yes, sir. That's what I'm trying to do. I know. I remember you talked about that once before. That you've been in there since you were juvie.
Yeah, I was just in a class. I just graduated Tuesday from the prisoner school pipeline class, where the Ohio State students was coming in here, and I was doing a class with them. A lady named Brenda Cheney is a professor at Ohio State. She was coming in teaching the class, and I think I was telling you on the last show. You know, the one girl had asked me, you know, what did I think about a solution to the prison pipeline and the school to prison pipeline. And like I was telling her that it really isn't a solution, because there's too many people benefiting off of this, you know, and they try to make these guys comfortable in here. They got cable TV in here now. They got tablet phones in here. They got video games in here. I mean, it's just, and these dudes are comfortable. Dudes are not even fighting their case in here, because they so complacent and they so comfortable. They worried about like playing politics in here, positioning themselves in here instead of getting back out to their family. And half these dudes got kids out there.
Right.
And they ain't even concerned about their kids out there in the street. And they got these women out there trying to chase these kids around in the street. And, you know, and I mean, it's hard for them women to keep up with them little boys, especially when they turn 14, 15, 16 years old, because I know how I was.
Right, me
you
too.
You know, while they sitting in here chilling, watching cable TV and you know, kicking it, they kids out there on their way here.
Yep,
you
that's
know,
right.
So, I mean,
you know,
it's a bad situation.
It is. And like I said, the pipeline is something right now that, to me, it will never be disrupted, but what we can do is put the chinks in it and make it go and turn it another way, put chinks in it and don't make it easy for them, because we need to find a way for these kids to understand. Just like you said, we need to understand, make these kids understand this is not the place to go. And all that, and that's the main thing I'm trying to get kids to understand that. Prison is not the place to be. You know, I told the story once before on here, that when I got released on judicial release, and the one little young kid, about 17, he said, "Oh man, you just came from prison." I said, "Yeah." He said, "Man, I can't wait to put my prison number on my arm." I said, "Why is that something to glorify? Your prison number."
Yeah.
And I tell my girl now. I said, I have problems. Sometimes I can't remember my social security number, but I can't remember my prison number. I remember a prisoner because that's how you had to live. That's how you had to get everything. Your commissary, your letter, your mail, your visit. That's how you know your prison number, because you have to do everything. And it's crazy because for them years you're no longer that 7-digit social security number. Now you're prison number. You no longer even exist with the social security number. You know, and people don't seem to understand that. And, you know, I know you do. I know you get that. Because you know what, man? That's one thing I want these young guys, the guys who are in prison, our age and in prison, and they're coming out. You need to keep your mind active. Let you just read what's going on in the world today, so when you do get out, you're not lost. Because that's the main thing that the system wants you to be, is lost. So you can't do nothing. You have to say, I guess I'm going to go back. You know, how are you going to tell a prisoner, guy getting out, I'll see you back here in about 2 years. How are you going to tell somebody that? You're already defeated before they even get out.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Right.
You know, because like I said, man, you know, I know you've been there some time, man, but I know once your feet hit that runway and you get to take off and get out of there, you ain't never coming back. I know that because I can hear it in your voice.
No.
You don't want to come back.
No.
There's nothing in there for you.
No. Absolutely not, man. I feel like I don't let too many people down in my life, man, that's still clinging on. And believing in, you know, my family, you know what I'm saying? They still, after all these years, I, you know, I've been in a lot of trouble, man, as a juvenile and up until now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they done, I mean, like, they always done held on hope, man. You know what I'm saying? And then had my back no matter what. You know, sitting in a cage
right.
all these years, they always done been there waiting. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, I got to do the right thing. I don't have no choice.
You got
wait
to.
Time
right,
over.
Baby.
I'll be 50 next month, man.
I know. I'll be 50 here in about two.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
I got 50 years. I got 50 years on this earth, man, and I can't show for a day of it. I don't own nothing on the other side of this fence, not even a pair of pants or a pair of shoes. 50 years on this earth, and everybody that was my age growing up, they got families and kids and houses, and I feel stuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
that's how it is, man. You're right, though. Stuff. You're right. I tell you what, man. It's just a lot of things going on in this world. It just really confuses me because, like I said, why do you want it? Why would you even want to put yourself on top of the young ones? Why would you even want to put yourself in a situation to go here? I just want these young kids to come to somewhere, a place that can talk to you and make you you can make them understand. Like, look, this ain't where I've been. This much time and this is what I did, or this is what they said I did. This is not a place to be. You don't want to be here. You know, you watch too much shows. You watch Power. You watch Empire. All that stuff is TV. That's make believe. You shoot somebody on TV, after they say cut, it's over. They're not dead. They get right back up. You know, it's real life.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I tell everybody that I talk to, I tell them I understand. That once this is over with, that right now I'm just fighting my way out of one war to step into another kind of war that's out there.
Exactly. Because the war out here, man.
You know,
like I
so,
said,
so
exactly.
I.
Go ahead.
You know, and. Yeah.
You have 1 minute remaining.
But like I said,
say I got 1 minute, Bo.
All right, man. Like I said, I will let Candace know when we can do another show or whenever you're free to do another show. We definitely do it rock it again. I love talking to you, man, because you make me feel upbeat. I'm trying to help you, man. Like I said, if I can do anything I can, every time I think about you, I go online, I try to do something that can help you. But I want you to keep your head up,
man.
Hey,
I appreciate
it. Stay out the CO's way, stay out their hair, and do what you're supposed to do. All right, man. Keep it strong, brother.
Okay. I appreciate all your help and your support, man. I appreciate that, man, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, man. Thank you and your organization,
no problem,
man.
Thank you, sir. No problem.
Oh,
like I
all
said,
right. Take care of yourself, man.
You too, man. If you have anybody who wants to talk to me, have them give me a call or write me up.
Okay. I got you.
Well, all right, man. Well, if you guys heard it, you guys are still on, you guys are still hearing it, that was the young man I'm talking about. He has been, you heard what he said, he's been on this earth for 50 years, and he doesn't own a pair of pants, a shirt, gym shoes. He doesn't have a wife. He doesn't have a child. I'm just saying, you know, this right here, oversaturating the prison system with stupidity. That's what it is. That's why I'm on here with the pipeline. That's why I'm on here trying to figure stuff out, try to do something to help these kids, help them so they don't come the ways that we did. Like I told you, I only did 22 months, but that's 22 months of my life that I will never get back. You see this gentleman, he's done 50 years. He's 50 years old. He's done 20-some years in the penitentiary system. That's 20-some years he's never going to get back of his life. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, you do the time, you should do the time. You do the crime, you should do the time. You know, that's not always true. In this situation, it's not even true because this man didn't do what it said he did. And he's already been acquitted of one charge. And so I get acquitted of one charge, I still get him on something else. I still don't understand that. And these laws need to be told. These people who put these men in jail, these prosecutors and judges need to be held accountable for what you're doing. You don't get to be no type of accountable. We get as people get accountable for other stuff that we do. So how come you think you're above the law? You need to get accountable too. Hell, Donald Trump should be accountable for what he's doing. But he won't be. But if that was me, I'd done that. I'd be behind. I'd be underneath the jail. These young men, these men now are out here trying to get home, trying to come home, and they can't because you overcharge the system and you can't let them out because they got to do a minimum of 15 years to do it, and that one should be a 5-year case. Come on, give them a break. I'm telling you right now, you guys need to do something in this country. Is we need to find a way to fight the power. We need to stop saying that we need to do this. Stop saying we need to do that. Just do it. Like Nike, just do it. Just do it. Because you're putting men and women, I'm just going to say, not saying men all the time, you're putting men and women in the penitentiary for stuff they didn't even do. There's a young lady right now in Alabama. And I'm gonna try to get with Chrissy Wilson to see if we get some of her family members to come on here and I could talk to them. Because there's a woman right now in Alabama who killed her husband. Yes, she killed her husband. She never said she didn't do it. She killed her husband. But you know the reason why she did it? Was because she was tired of taking that ass whooping. Sorry, but tired of taking a beating. A beating and beatings and beatings and beatings. She just finally got sick of it. And pulled the trigger, or stabbing. I can't remember which one it was. But here's the whole thing is, I'm not saying that she shouldn't do something behind that, but to give her life in prison, and she has kids, and the man used to beat her in front of the kids. So you tell me, how's that going to make them kids feel? Guess what? Them kids right there, if they're young, you know where they're headed, right down the pipeline. Because the system's not going to take care of them. And if they have somebody, this is like she has a sister or a brother or a mother or someone who helps take care of them kids. If they don't, they pick her up and take her right to the system. They're not going to do right. You know how it goes. Let's keep it real. I have a lady that's in my group right now, and she is the main person who runs the soundboard and run all this stuff that I'm doing now. And I do care for her a whole bunch because she is the real MVP in my life right now because she keeps everything in track of what I do. I gave her a hard time, and I know I'm hard to deal with, but you guess what? She still does it, and she does everything I ask her to do, and she's a real good person. Danielle Andrews is a real good person of mine, and she does everything that we do. But let me tell you what. I'm going to tell you this. I know she probably is going to get mad at me for saying it. She went through a situation in her life which was uncalled for as far as the boyfriend in her life used to be domestic violence and doing stuff like that, beating her and stuff like that, and hitting her in the face, hitting her upside the head, doing all kinds of disrespectful stuff to this lady. And this lady has two kids. He never did do it. I don't think he ever did in front of the children. But the whole fact is, this has to stop. This has to stop. We need to stop beating and hitting our queens. My mother went through a situation. It wasn't physical. It was mental, and mental abuse. And so I am very, very hard on domestic violence. I do not speak highly on that type of stuff. I don't spend highly on that type of stuff because there's no reason for a man to put their hands on a woman in a physical aspect. A woman is not a punching bag. She's not a punching bag. She is an individual. She could be my sister. She could be my aunt. She could be my mother. She could be my wife. She could be my girlfriend. There's something in life that should not be done. And we need to talk about that. I think pretty soon I'm going to have a show about that. We'll talk about domestic violence because that's something that women are going to prison for standing up for themselves, and they're going to prison because they had to take care of the person who hit them. So I'm going to say I'm going to get off here, guys. I'm under 60 seconds, so I'm going to say thank you for tuning in to the Bozilla Show. I said much love, and I'll sure be back here before Christmas. And I want to say thank you for tuning in. Look me up on Facebook. I'm Stephen Bobo on Facebook. I'm the Bozillas on Twitter, and there's Bozilla on Instagram. So look for me. I'm there. Come check me out. Much love, and thank you for watching. And if you guys know anybody else who wants to be a sponsor, I need sponsors so I get up to 60 so I can do a full hour. All right, y'all. Godzilla out. Peace.